So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening. And it's been chucking it down all day. So I suppose it's that time of the evening where we ask you for your pitch update. How's it looking? Do you know?
Yeah, spoke to the ground staff, and the pitch will be fantastic. You know, I've already paid superlatives, and I'll continue to pay superlatives to the ground staff. You know, the hours that they do is incredible. And I know that Graham and Jimmy will have the pitch great for tomorrow. You know, I don't think we're due any more rain now. The rain will help the pitch, and hopefully, you know, come 3 o'clock tomorrow, it's just firmed up a little bit. I'm sure it will have done. So yeah, it'll be game on. Can't wait for tomorrow's game.
Excellent. And obviously this game against Buxton comes on the back of a decent second half display and a decent performance against Radcliffe midweek from a few players on the fringes and in and around the squad. What's your take on that as we've had training on Thursday as well?
I think it was great. I mean, I think I've said this, you know, after the game that, you know, the lads have got to trust me. And I said to the squad that when it comes to the Manchester Cup or the League Cup, we will make changes and give lads minutes that haven't had as many minutes as they wish would have liked. And the 9 changes, I thought everyone did great. However, you know, the back of a win, I've got to look at last week's performance. I've got to look at the week before. And there's a core of them that have been doing really, really well. So, you know, I can't be leaving lads out of the squad Tuesday and not bringing him back in tomorrow. So, you know, Thursday night I was honest. And on the back of, you know, the back of the honesty, I think, you know, one or two lads have thought, you know, maybe they need more game time now and they decided to move on. But, you know, we've still got a big squad. We're still on a really good run. And, you know, the squad that we pick for tomorrow, looking forward to the game.
So players in particular who've been announced are going out on loan. James Joyce, he's gone to Marine. I think Tom Dean's gone to Clitheroe and Ryan Halliwell off to Widnes. So
yeah, I think the important thing here then is, you know, we don't have contract players. So people are saying that is it a loan or have we deregistered them? It's a gentleman's agreement. You know, I spoke to Kev Towie at Widnes and he wanted Ryan, and Ryan's very much part of my plans. He's not someone I've released and got rid of, but Rain does need games, you know, so he's gone there, and, you know, Kev's going to look after him, but I'd expect that, you know, that favour to be returned, that if we want Rain to come back, not to sit on the bench but to play, then we'll be able to recall him immediately. Similar with James Joyce. Joyce's work pattern has, you know, stumbled his progression at FC United. He's kind of works shifts one week and then he's not available the next week, and, you know, that works for Widnes. At the minute, he's not working for FC or for James. James wants to go and get his Saturdays. And then if he's got a Mr. Tuesday, Widnes will throw him straight back in. But it's difficult to do that at FC because he's got Doddy in front of him. And he fully understands that. But again, you know, Joyce wants to be at FC United and says, I just want the games, Gaffer. I'm going to go and play. As with Tom Dean, you know, we spoke to Tom and Tom wanted guaranteeing, you know, that he was going to play every game. And I can't give anyone that guarantee. Doyley and Jones have done really well. I've got Aaron Morris that can go in there as well. Dino played Tuesday night but would have found himself out of the team or possibly the squad for tomorrow. And, you know, he's had a couple of offers in, I think Lancaster have been in, I think Bamber Bridge made an inquiry. But he's, you know, Craig Carney went to Clitheroe last week and he's decided that his football lies away from Broadhurst Park. So, you know, goes with our best wishes. And that's the end of that, really.
I mean, we have to say, I mean, Aaron Morris, his rise to prominence in the squad's been pretty exceptional in the opening month or so of the season.
I mean, Morris is a centre-half by trade and he's played at right-back and has been exceptional. I think I said, you know, if I would have been announcing player of the season was tomorrow, then Morris definitely would have been with a shout with the trophies. You know, it's a long season, he's going to develop, we're going to make him better. But he is a centre-half and, you know, I'm on the lookout for another defender, possibly for a full-back, to allow Aaron to go and compete at centre-half. But at the minute, you know, the likes of Dodd, Doyley, Jones and Morris are doing really well as a back four. And obviously Paddy in behind him. But on Paddy, you know, so there's no surprises tomorrow. Paddy's picked up a little bit of a niggle and he's going to be out tomorrow's game. So Cam Belford will stay between the sticks, who did great on Tuesday night.
Yes, absolutely. He saved one of the penalties, didn't he, of course. So obviously two matches to come this week. Buxton on Saturday, Baseford on Tuesday. FC United, we've crept our way up towards the fringes of the playoff positions at the moment. These are two important games, it feels like, even though it's October.
Yeah, I mean, deservedly so. You know, two defeats in 12. You know, a number of positive performances along the way. Now we've got back-to-back home games. Obviously, you know, the Buxton game, people were looking at it last Saturday, possibly thinking that's a definite 3 points, and then all of a sudden they go and beat Grantham 7-0 in midweek. You know, Buxton on paper have got really good players, likes of Pilkington there, and you know, there's Young's there, and they've got a good side. You know, they're going to click, and you know, we don't want to face a backlash tomorrow, so we've got to be on our best. And then Tuesday night we play Basford, who are, you know, one of the money sides in the league, and we're going to, you know, we're going to have to really, really be at our best then as well. So two difficult games in 72 hours, but going into it full of confidence. We've got a squad of maybe 18, 19 to pick from over the next two games, and I can't promise I won't bring another new face in before then. But you know, it is what it is. You know, we can't wait for games to come up now, and we're targeting 3 points tomorrow, and we're targeting 3 points against Basford on Tuesday.